Well, our next guest on the Sunday Supplement is somebody who needs no introduction to anyone with any interest at all in motorbikes, because he's Mike Granger of GT Motorcycles. And Mike, it's been a while, but it's nice to see you here again.
Thank you very much indeed, Tim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always good to talk to you. And the reason that you're here is twofold. We'll come on to the event that you're happening, because that is happening in a couple of weeks. But initially, we're going to talk about the Mega Ride, which is coming up on Sunday, the 9th of August.
Yes, certainly. The Plymouth Mega Ride, it's known as 21st year. I've been involved with this from day one.
Yeah.
Richard, Sue Bounds and the Plymouth Motorcycle Club have now taken it over, and they're doing a fantastic job.
Now, I can't believe there'll be anybody in Plymouth who doesn't know what the Mega Ride is, but just in case, it's an opportunity for like-minded people to get on their bikes and ride around the area and then end up on the Hoe and have a great day, sort of admiring each other's machines, I suppose, really, as much as anything.
Absolutely, but of course the most important thing is raising money for charities.
Yeah, yeah.
And we meet at Lee Mill from 9:30 onwards at the Lee Mill Industrial Estate, and then ride up round to Marley Head, back down the A38 along the embankment, and then end up on the Hoe, as you say.
And as you say, it's to raise money for good causes. So this year, Operation Henry Criteria and Dartmoor Rescue.
That's correct. This has been chosen by the Plymouth Motorcycle Club. They vote every year. They put certain names in the hat and they vote on it, and then that's how they decide the charities.
Now, how do people actually donate? If you're riding on the Mega Ride, I guess you pay an entry fee, do you?
Yes, you do. It's £3 per person,
yeah,
which people pay gladly. Or you can actually go onto the Plymouth Motorcycle Club or Plymouth Mega Ride website and donate.
Okay, and if you're not a motorbike enthusiast but you want to contribute, we'll come along to the Hoe and there's ways to contribute there as well, I guess.
You can contribute, and as I said, there'll be a lot of stands there. We've got a stand there ourselves, a lot of motorcycle dealers up there, and obviously there'll be really good bands playing as well.
Yeah.
So yes, I think, and your good selves.
Well, there you are. So that's Sunday, that's the 9th of August, of course, starting from Lee Mill at 11:30 with a meeting time of 9:30, and then eventually getting up onto the Hoe, what, about 12:30, 1 o'clock?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And then staying there until 4:30. Well, I'm sure you'll have a great day. Numbers, I mean, how many people go into the Mega Ride these days?
Well, it's always a difficult one to say, because there's been all kinds of numbers banded around. It genuinely does depend on the weather. If the weather's good, I would expect several thousand bikers.
Yeah.
If it's raining, there'll still be a couple of thousand, for sure.
Yeah.
The hardened bikers, as we call them.
Yeah. And you yourself, I mean, we've talked before about some of the things that you've done. One of the things is you've got a world record, haven't you?
Well, it's a British and European record.
Okay, yeah.
But I enjoy top speeds on my motorcycle, which I've got a Suzuki Hayabusa of a turbo, which is producing somewhere in the region of 700 brake horsepower on the rear wheel. So it's quite quick.
It's fast enough, yeah. So what record is it you hold?
Well, I'm known as the world's fastest granddad, I believe.
Fantastic.
the record was actually, I set it in 2012, which was one way of 249 miles an hour, an average 229. Earlier this year, Jack Frost actually beat me. He's now taken up to 253. But there is another meeting in September, which I intend to try and get that back.
And get your record back. Good for you. Well, now, so that's the Mega Ride coming up on the 9th. Now, the following Saturday, which is the 15th of August, you've got a big day at GT Motorcycles in Plimstock. Tell us about that.
Yeah, certainly. We're celebrating the opening of our new Legends Cafe. We've also built mezzanine floors, extended the cafe quite considerably with a lovely veranda where people can walk out. So come along and have a look, please. It's not only just bikers. We get a lot of people that come in. I've got people come in with their dogs, which are most welcome. Come and enjoy it. We've got quite a lot going on. We're also opening the Land of Joy by Ducati. It's the Ducati Scrambler. And that is a beautiful area as well. We've got a couple of top riders coming down. We've got legend Paul Smart coming. Now, Paul won Imola back in 1972 on a Ducati.
Wow.
And he's become quite a personal friend over the years, yeah, as well. Was a works rider for Triumph. We've got James Hillier, who is he's a TT winner. He's also one of the fastest men ever around the Isle of Man, with an average speed over 132 miles an hour. And this year he took the new Kawasaki H2R around the Isle of Man and recorded a speed down Sulby Strait at 206 miles an hour, which is the fastest ever recorded in the Isle of Man.
Wow. And he's going to be at GT Motorcycles on the 15th.
He is indeed. We sponsor James, and he's a really nice fellow, so please come along and talk to him.
Mike, it's always a pleasure to see you, and have a great mega ride next Sunday.
Thank you very much, Tim.